Everything about me is a lie. My entire life is a leaning tower of lies that threatens to collapse at any moment and bury me so deep I may never climb out from under the rubble. I slam the bathroom door and my hand trembles as the old-fashioned steel bolt slides into place. Click. The locked door offers no real safety. Locked doors can be broken, but it does give me a moment of privacy and a chance to breathe. So much has happened over the past few days, it's like I've become a totally different person, a stranger, someone unrecognizable. The adrenaline that has been pumping through my veins has completely melted away now as I lean against the wooden door. My breath comes fast and ragged. My body feels heavy and weary, and my legs weaken. Gravity pulls me down. Too tired to resist, I slide down the length of the door until the white marble floor rushes up to meet me. I work hard to steady my breath and focus on taking in fresh air, expelling the old. It's a simple process, yet it takes all of my concentration. When the air starts to flow, my eyes close. Time slows and drifts by erratically. Images flash through my mind, an eclectic group of memories, childhood birthdays, a second place in a spelling bee, hanging out with Troy, rock climbing with Sichi. Most are happy, but they're all tainted now. The lies spoil them. They were never true. They were just part of a story, one that's changed forever. My weary mind reaches for sleep, but I resist. Too much time would be wasted. There's too much for me to do. Too many loose ends need to be tied. So I open my moist eyes and wipe away tears I don't recall crying. When my vision clears, crimson-streaked fingers flutter near my face as if directed by someone else. I thought blood looked like ketchup, but it's darker and thicker than you would think. My hands spin in tight circles. Each finger is stained with thick, mud-colored smears. Whose blood is on them? A cold sweat coats my back and my chest tightens. This blood must be scrubbed away immediately. It starts to burn as if it's alive, as if it's possessed by dark spirits. Spirits that want to harm me. It freaks me out. I have got to wash them clean, now. This second, immediately, before... I turn the faucet and hot water tumbles over my skin. I frantically rub my fingers together and hope friction and water alone will make the blood disappear. The water in the sink turns red and then pink, but traces of blood stubbornly stay behind. A bar of soap rests on the edge of the porcelain sink. Lather squishes between my fingers, twisting and turning, scrubbing and rinsing. My skin turns raw from the rubbing, and when the water has lost all its warmth, I turn the faucet off. Hard to find, specks of blood cling to my flesh. But I still see them and feel them. Will they ever wipe clean? I don't think so. A silent scream builds deep within me, which so desperately wants to be released it practically hurts. But no sound slips past my lips. I'm too tired to scream. A square mirror hangs over the sink, but it's an enemy. I don't want to see who I've become. So my gaze stays fixed down toward the sink. Unfortunately, the blood-smeared faucet is shiny, stainless, and reflects back an image of myself anyway. I glare deep into my eyes, leaning close to the faucet to study them. They look familiar, but as I pierce them more deeply, a hollowness appears that has never been there before. It scares me. People change. Sometimes they change over the course of a lifetime, and other times, change happens swiftly because of a single momentous event. I'm not the same person I was just a few days ago.